Balloon glows with balloon flights. Tethered balloon rides, conditions permitting. Friday VIP only event with the band Epic. Weekend VIP tickets available. General admission tickets $5 for one day, $7 for two. Kids 12 and under free. At this weekend's Bogalusa Balloon Festival, Friday through Sunday. More info at Bogalusa Balloon Festival Facebook page.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking up to another beautiful day on your beautiful green American soil. Please cover us with your precious blood. Heavenly Father, bless America in this fall's midterm elections with God and America First candidates. We give you all the victory, glory, and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, my fellow God-loving patriots. Welcome to welcome to another week of Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. My name's John Swisher. They call me the Flaming Conservative, WGSO, known as Butter to my family and close friends. Call in line is 504-556-9696. And before I get started, I had a little accident last Saturday night. I fell backstage and had some serious injuries, but with the blessing of the good Lord Almighty Father, I recovered. I didn't have any concussions, nor did I have any broken ribs. And while I'm on the air, I want to thank my good friend and WGSO colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Hurstis, for doing my show last week. She did such a fantastic job. So everyone, let's give a hand for Michelle and her beautiful and her mom, Deplorable Dion. They're fantastic people. Okay. And I'm gonna tell you a little bit about my journey before I take the first caller. I have, my insurance company gave me a nice, nasty letter via my agent, not in my mail, saying they're not going to cover my damages to my house. But thank God, thank the good Lord, and Michelle, thank Juju. Juju is an angel of the Lord. Forget me a good lawyer. Now, not only are we going to go after damages for my house, we're also going after mental anguish, pain and suffering. So I'm gonna come out smelling like a rose after this is all done, said and done. Okay. Now I want to get to my first topic: shortage of baby formula in America. This is okay. All right. As y'all heard, there's a shortage of baby formula in the United States of America. Poor people, poor families cannot even go into the grocery store and buy formula anymore. It's off the shelf. But from what I heard, from what I've seen, there's truckloads of formula going to the Mexican border. What's going on here? What's going on here? Is that part of the Great Reset? They're trying to kill our babies as they're getting born. So they're about to overturn. They're about to overturn Roe versus Wade, make abortion totally illegal. So they're gonna find another way to kill babies. They're gonna do that in the form of clearing the shells out of formula and sending it down to the border. And from what I heard, I don't know how true this is, but from some reliable sources I know in Washington, I'm not mentioning any names right now because I don't want to get them in trouble. They want to start smuggling young teen girls into America for feeding purposes. How, anyone with medical knowledge can tell me, I thought you couldn't lactate unless you were pregnant or had a baby delivered. I'm not trying to be perverted or anything, but that's what I always thought. Maybe they got new synthetic drugs on the market to make somebody lactate. Society is getting sick, sick, sick. I guarantee you one thing. If that was one of my daughters that they kidnap and try to, when I finish with them, they would wish they wouldn't exist in this world. Trust me. This is totally, totally uncalled for. It's not what God wants. Phil the Patriot, are you with me?
Cajun Buccaneer here in Jefferson, Louisiana.
You heard what I said?
Yes. These people are dangerous, psychopathic murderers from hell. They're Marxist, sodomite vampire, lesbian homosexuals that will drain us dry and murder us slowly and incrementally where you can barely see it happening. But nevertheless, they'll do it. Now they're going after the babies, our little kids. They want to vaccinate your kids, and now they want to starve your little babies with no baby formula. And at the same time, giving illegal aliens babies all of our baby formula and baby food. Wake up, America.
Yeah, they want to bring young teen girls just starting to develop, like 15 years old. They want to bring them in for breastfeeding purposes. How can they lactate? I always thought you had to be pregnant and have a baby to produce milk in your privates.
They're a bunch of sex perverts. They're a whole bunch of sex perverts, and they're mentally ill, dangerous psychopaths. They plan to destroy everything that's American and original and constitutional and Christian. Amen.
Amen. I think we got a call on the line. Matthew from the Bissonnette Projects. Good evening, Matthew.
Good evening. So, yes, there is a medication that can bring about lactation. It's not especially dangerous as far as I know, but lately with, medications, I don't know. So I'm not saying that what your source passed on to you is correct, but it's possible. It's not improbable. So take that for, a grain of salt. Phil, you're kind of partially correct there. They really are Satanists, not because they actually worship Satan, but they don't worship God. And when you do not have God in your heart, what does that leave room for? Well, Phil, you know the answer to that one.
Or you worship Satan. That's right. Either you worship Jesus or you worship Satan. Either you worship money or you worship the love of mankind.
That's it.
Well, we have an answer to the question of what these people worship. I mean, not much surprise there. What's amazing to me is that we got sandbagged with this baby formula thing because we didn't even know that the FDA had shut down that plant for that long a period of time because, we were paying attention to other stuff. It was only when the shells actually started to run out, it's like, hey, wait a minute. Something's screwy going on around here. We have a problem on our side of the aisle with news gathering. We tend to chase the shiny object.
We got a half a minute before we got to go to break. Matthew, Hold on to that thought. We'll get you to the next segment. Okay. We gotta go to break. Pay some bills. You're listening to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO, where winning gets so outstanding. Be right back. Parents, want to turn a negative into a positive for your children? Purchase the positive and patriotic book, Juju the Good Voodoo and One Flag, One America, both written, illustrated, and published locally by our own fellow WGSO colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Hurstis. Juju the Good Voodoo is about turning negatives into positives, and One Flag, One America is the true story of the American flag, and it also teaches children patriotism. Go to jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com and purchase your books today. Also available, Juju the Good Voodoo Dolls and Little Star Dolls. That's jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com. Authored by our own colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Hurstis. Contact her via email, hurstified@yahoo.com.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
prosciutto. Prosciutto. Prosciutto is dry cured ham. Dry curing takes much longer and creates a much more intense flavor than the brine curing more commonly applied to hams. To make prosciutto, salt is applied to the outside of skinned pig legs, usually with the bone still inside, and hung up to dry for as much as a year. In the old days, this was done outdoors. Now prosciutto makers have big warehouses whose walls allow free movement of air from outside through the hanging hams. Prosciutto is always sliced very thin and has a different texture than regular ham. A good explanation for prosciutto is simply gourmet ham.
The Food Show right here.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator, too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Welcome back, my fellow patriot, God-loving patriots, the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. This is the Flaming Conservative. And back to Matthew from the Bissonnet Projects in the Phil the Patriot.
Thank you. Yeah. So, like I was saying, we have an information problem on our side. Is that for, I think, it's 1990... Six, we've relied on Fox News for our national information, and we have we've never really had a local infrastructure. Look, Limbaugh came along and kind of gobbled up the national talk market and set the tone for what is and what is not a conservative. And what is and what is not a conservative thought.
We do have one conservative television station now. It's on the internet. It's called Breeze TV, Breeze.tv.
Breeze, B-R-E-E-Z-E?
No, B-R-E-Z.tv.
B-R-E-Z.tv.
Yeah, Michelle is the creative director for that TV station.
I'll see if I can find it.
It's on the internet only right now, unfortunately.
Well, no, that'll work because, I mean, we're relying on the internet for a lot of stuff nowadays. I use the internet to listen to Jeff's show in the morning using Chrome on my Android phone. I use the internet to hook up to Gab. I'm using the internet to talk to you. Well, actually, I'm not. I'm using short duplexing phone service, but still, the internet's very useful, and everybody that has a smartphone has an internet connection. So, how good of an internet connection it is, that's debatable.
Yep.
It's there. So as long as the internet is still up and we're not in like World War Z or something awful like that, we can stay connected and we can report on what we see, because if we're counting on the news media to tell us what's going on, you'll be waiting a month of Sundays.
Yep. Well, if you see it on Breeze.tv, it's the truth.
Well,
and I'm not saying that just to make her look good. I'm telling you the truth.
Well, you don't have to make Michelle look good. She does that all on her own.
Thank you.
Well, she's welcome. But yeah, I'll have to go to see if I can check it out. But so, have you considered getting a Rumble channel?
Yeah, I think I'm going to sign up this week. I've been fooling. I'm trying to get my business back going. I'm dealing with my house and all that, but
yeah, you've got a full plate. I
got a very full plate.
I won't take that away from you. You definitely are a man in motion.
I feel like I'm falling behind a lot of times.
Well, that's going to happen.
But I got my faith in God. He's keeping me in control. He's keeping me around the right people, getting me away from the bad people.
Well, that's a good thing. By all means, you know, it's really strange because one of the most enjoyable times of my weekend is actually going to church, and it's just a little suburban Catholic church. Weird architecture. It's built in the round. And I really feel a connection with God and a connection with community there.
Amen.
God.
That's all about.
I have a tough time explaining it to people who aren't there. But it's nice being around, you know, Catholics who aren't communists, too.
Amen. Okay, Matthew, I got callers lining up. Unfortunately, I got to go. I'll talk at you next week. Keep sending me them texts.
I will do that. Ciao.
All right. On next, we got the professor, Joseph from Metairie.
Hey, I'm not sure how long Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away.
2018.
When?
2018.
Right, she's been gone a little while. But one of the things I was hearing for a while amongst, I would say, political conservatives or people to the right, but definitely people who wanted to know the truth about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, was that I heard this, and I want to know if you've heard it too. That now, you know, she used to be a Supreme Court judge, right?
Justice.
A Supreme Court judge. Now, what I'm trying to find out is that is there any truth to the notion or this claim that some people were pushing that she favored lowering the age of consent, as sexual consent, right? She favored lowering the age of consent to 12 years old. That's what I want to find out.
Okay.
Does anybody know about that?
Not offhand. I'll do my research on it, Professor.
I think maybe that might be true. But, you know, I mean, it's easy to think bad thoughts of the left. That's easy, you know. So, you know, I'm not going to stay up nights and worry about that. But the thing is, given a lot of the speculation on this thought of pedophilia and, you know, where we're going with that in this country, I know.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Professor. We got the shortage on baby formula in the stores because Roe versus Wade is about to become overturned. Abortion is going to be totally illegal, and they're trying to kill babies. So that's one way of getting it in. But from what I heard, they want to bring in smuggle young teen girls, 15, into America, teach them how to breastfeed. And I don't know how can you breastfeed when you never had a child. I thought, I know. We got a bunch of sick individuals in this world. They need to be put under the prison. I'm serious.
Well, here's what I thought. I think I know that this might be true, but maybe someone will verify it. I understand that the age of consent in Europe is 14 years old, legal age of consent.
Age of consent 14. In America is 18. They bring these kids in. They bring these kids in. They bring these 15-year-olds in America, but they bring brought in for breastfeeding purposes. But it's still sexual predatory crimes. It's still crimes. They should be prosecuted beyond the full extent of the law for this crap.
I believe in Canada too. Age of consent is legally established at 14. But I'm wondering if that's where we're going here. Is there a push to lower the age of consent from 18 to 14?
No, it shouldn't be. But anyway, Professor, we have to go to another break. It's nice talking with you. Call me back next week.
God bless you, Professor.
Okay, we have to go another break. Paul, Jay, we'll get to you next segment. You're listening to WGSO, where winning gets so outstanding, the Holy Patriotic Jambalaya Show. Flaming Conservative, be back. Parents, want to turn a negative into a positive for your children? Purchase the positive and patriotic book, Juju the Good Voodoo and One Flag, One America, both written, illustrated, and published locally by our own fellow WGSO colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Hurstis. Juju the Good Voodoo is about turning negatives into positives, and One Flag, One America is the true story of the American flag, and it also teaches children patriotism. Go to jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com and purchase your books today. Also available, Juju the Good Voodoo Dolls and Little Star Dolls. That's jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com. Authored by our own colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Hurstis. Contact her via email, hurstified@yahoo.com. Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm David Grubb. Legislation that would result in cameras to catch speeders on the I-10 Atchafalaya Basin Bridge between Baton Rouge and Lafayette continues to cruise through the legislative process. Jeff Palermo has the story.
Senate President Paige Cortez's bill has received Senate approval, and on Monday, the House Transportation Committee gave its consent.
I haven't had anybody contact me other than a couple of close friends whose only reason for not liking the bill was they like to speed.
The measure calls for an increase in speed limit signage, letting motorists know the speed limit across the bridge is 60 miles per hour. Gonzalez Representative Kathy Edmonston.
I know that when I see a sign, that's what really clues me.
Supporters of the bill say the goal of the speeding cameras is to improve driver behavior. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Senate Finance Committee approved the Senate's version of a spending plan for the fiscal year that begins in July. The budget proposal contains a $1,500 raise for teachers, $300 million for a new Mississippi River Bridge in Baton Rouge, an additional $100 million for I-49 South, and another $100 million for a new Lake Charles Bridge. Dan Wallace takes over as Louisiana's new state fire marshal today. Wallace served as the fire chief in Zachary and East Baton Rouge Parish for 28 years. Wallace says he plans to address the growing decline of first responders and how to keep them in the profession.
We need to retool the way we think things, and we need to start looking at what is it that motivates the men and women who are graduating from college, getting out of high school, choosing to change their career path, try to bring them into the public safety family.
Wallace takes over for Butch Browning, who is now the new executive director of the National Association of State Fire Marshals. Former Saints quarterback Drew Brees caused a stir yesterday when he said in a social media post he's undecided what he'll do next year after it was reported he would not return to NBC as a football analyst. Brees said he may play football again. Saints coach Dennis Allen was asked about Brees' tweet today.
I don't really want to live in those hypothetical worlds right now. We'll see. We'll see where it all goes, but certainly he caused a lot of interest, that's for sure.
Allen says he has not talked to Brees about a possible comeback, and there are many who say Brees is not serious about returning to football. LRN.
Damaged by Hurricane Ida, call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP & Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Welcome back. Welcome back. The Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. It's a Fleming conservative with my special co-host, Phil the Patriot, our own Cajun Buccaneer, Phil the Patriot.
God bless all of you people out there. God bless America. Stand your ground. Rescue the innocent. Defend and help us. Stand in the gap. Watch the wall. Put on the mind of Jesus Christ and the full armor of God and get ready. Save baby food. Save baby formula. Save bullets, bombs. Save, you know, you can't have enough bullets. You can't have enough Band-Aids. You can't have enough self-defense weapons. So get ready, because they got secret weapons, and they're coming after us every single day, like the scandemic vaccination assassination flu shot that murdered my wife. Wake up, America. Amen.
Do not let these commies force these 15-year-olds to force them to breastfeed babies.
They're a bunch of perverts. They're perverts from hell. They're evil angels of death, every one of them.
If they were my daughters, they'd be knuckle sandwiches. Trust me.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci's one of the worst ones, too, along with Bill Gates and George Soros and the rest of the Nazi Chi Com people, you know, the president of China, and also these other people that's doing these things behind the scenes. They're trying to fool us. They plan us for the fool. They're trying to turn us into lab rats and guinea pigs and ATM machines. Resist, America, resist. Resistance is life. Life is resistance. Wake up, America. Amen.
Okay, amen. On the phone is Holy Patriotic Jambalaya, Rock and Roll Publicity Director, West Bank Mark. Good evening, West Bank Mark.
Hey, what's up, my man?
What's happening? You heard what we was talking about, right?
Wait, what?
You heard what we was talking about, huh? They want to,
man.
They want to smuggle young 15-year-old girls into this country to have them breastfeed babies.
Well, I know this much. Between 2021 and 2039, the United Nations stated, you can go to their website, that as part of the Ag 21 blueprint, they want the Kalargi plan, whatever you want to call it, the relocation plan of refugees. And these people are humans. They're just, pawns on the chessboard. They plan to bring in another 100 million people to our country basically last year to 2039. So within the next 19 years, you're looking at another 100 million people added to the current, infrastructure. I don't know if they're human trafficking these girls or, they're saying they want them for breast milk, but there's always some nefarious satanic forces. Somebody was calling up earlier talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her trying to push for a younger age of consent. It's really twisted Babylonian stuff there.
Yeah, do that. I know she has. They're trying to get. Now I don't understand why. They're trying to get 14-year-olds to go vote Democrat.
Well, I mean, I think we're beyond even the right-left paradigm at this point to where the country is in such a Babylonian satanic state. I mean, where it really even doesn't even matter. You can't vote our way out of this level of degeneracy, is my point. It's got to start from us rebuking the GMO foods, rebuking the usury, paying off our debt, because look at the inflation now. If you don't have your stuff paid off, ladies and gentlemen listening, how are you going to keep up with the inflation on top of the interest for your car notes and your mortgages? You know, the hyperinflation is going to make things 10 times worse. Back to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I know she's got a lot of Talmudic roots. You know, you open up your Bible to Revelation 3:9. A lot of people in D.C. do. And that explains a lot in regards to her as far as I'm concerned. The ones who know. The ones listening know. And that's just my take on it. But anyway, I wanted to bring this up. Two things. I wanted to ask Cajun Buccaneer. He was bringing up the passing of his wife. Was that related to the vaccine by any chance?
Yes.
Yes, it was. She got forced into taking the first one. Yes. That's what killed her.
Wait. Hold up. She got forced into taking it. What do you mean? By her work?
Yeah, her work made her take the first shot, and then when she took the second shot, she died on top of her boss's washing machine.
And look, listen, this is a great example, and I hate to hear that, but for the listening audience, listen, most of it was a mirage, right? Orleans Parish said you needed the vaccine to attend your sports ball games and send your kids to school, and LSU said the same thing, to go to Tiger Stadium and send your kids to LSU. But 6 to 8 months later, the height of that was last August 2021, but now all that, it was all a mirage. It was a Babylonian mirage. If people would have held out, I'm sorry to hear that you had to bury your wife. But I'll say this, in my household, there's no two ways about it. Whether it's work or not, my wife wasn't going to take that shot, and none of us are, and my kids weren't and are not. Because I knew if we held out long enough that eventually the whole Babylonian agenda would fall apart, which it has. Listen, people are really dying now after the jab. And 2 years ago when we were fighting over toilet paper, they said there were body bags in the streets of New York, but I didn't see it. I'm really seeing people dying now, and the mass media is not even really reporting it. I think it's related to the vaccines. But that's my take. I'll close with this. You know, 3-4 days ago, I think it was, Randy Weaver died. You know, you guys remember Ruby Ridge and Waco, Texas and all that. And I've said before, that's a microcosm of a lot of things in America, because in the early 90s, when they tried to get off the grid, grow their own food, not pay interest, not even go to work anymore, you know, they were rebuking power structure by doing that. So I wanted to get your take on that, on Randy Weaver and what happened at Ruby Ridge, if you're familiar with it. And, because they killed his wife, the ATF agents killed his wife and his daughter over there in Ruby Ridge. I want to get your take on that. He died, and the mass media didn't even really report on it. It was such a big story 30-something years ago. Wanted to get your take on that. Have a great night.
It was a great psych-op. It was another psych-op. It's exactly what they did. They murdered a bunch of innocent people and put them up to sacrifice. They crucified them like they did Jesus Christ. Wake up, America.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Okay, now we go to Jay from Covington. Good evening, Jay.
Good evening, Philip, and the Flaming Conservative. This is my first time calling into your show.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah, I survived the jungle. I'll be okay. But you rose up from being just a regular call and got your own show, you and Michelle. If you don't mind, I'm just going to change the subject slightly to all this hysteria that I'm hearing from wino rhinos and Republicans, how they're going to sweep back into office and how they're going to get Trump back in there. And you can do a lot. We're going through a lot worse, but I don't hear these people talk anything about, you can talk about how you got great candidates and how you gonna win, but you're not talking about how the Democrats are gonna steal the election just like they did back in 2020.
Well, that's what COVID was invented. Coronavirus was invented to steal the election, mail-in ballots and all this crap. There's proof. I'm gonna get that movie 2,000 Mules. There's proof.
I gotta go see that one.
But what gets me is why these bastards are not in prison yet. They stole the election.
Well, you know, the deep swamp has really controlled the narrative. They've really bullied the hell out of the mainstream media into saying that whenever they report some election regularities, but there's no, and they'll quickly say there's no such thing as fraud. It has not been proven. And when it goes before the judges, you know, led by the cowardly three on the Supreme Court, don't want to hear it. And the media will not report it. They've been effectively bullied by the, you know, the George Soros, Barack and Michelle Obama, and that whole gang of...
I heard from the grapevine that Barack Obama answers to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton answers to George Soros.
Okay, well, I can believe that.
Obama, he's not that smart. He's never had a job in his life.
Well, Michelle's got the brains in that family. She also wears the pants whenever she wears pants. She's not wearing a dress. So that explains that family. Philip, what do you think about it? You know, what we're going to do about all this election fraud that's coming up this year and in 2024?
We got to go to a break. Jay, can you hold on to the next segment?
Yeah.
Okay. My fellow Patriots, we got to go to another break. You're listening to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO with Winning Gets So Outstanding. Be right back.
Parents, want to turn a negative into a positive for your children? Purchase the positive and patriotic book, Juju the Good Voodoo and One Flag, One America, both written, illustrated, and published locally by our own fellow WGSO colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Herstis. Juju the Good Voodoo is about turning negatives into positives, and One Flag, One America is the true story of the American flag, and it also teaches children patriotism. Go to jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com and purchase your books today. Also available, Juju the Good Voodoo Dolls and Little Star Dolls. That's jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com. Authored by our own colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Herstis. Contact her via email, herstified@yahoo.com. Have damaged by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP & Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at C. Freeman Enterprises, 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs. Welcome back to Holden Patriotic Jambalaya. Back to Jay from Covington.
Hello?
Jay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, you know, one thing about this, getting back to this election fraud, I maintain, and that's why I take it so serious, there's no such thing as a free and honest election. And I think the start of that, the beginning of the end, was in 2020. And I know they had election irregularities before then, but not as widespread and rampant as it was in 2020. And when you lose the integrity of the election, the free and honest and in the integrity, you can kiss it all goodbye. There's no such thing as a republic or a democracy or whatever you want to call it.
We can thank God for Donald Trump for being president because he exposed it all. And there's a lot of Republicans who are Democrats in disguise, too. I'll give you one example. Right there right here in the city area, Steve Scalise. I changed his name to Steve Scuzz Sleaze Bag. He turned his back on President Trump on Inauguration Day. Instead of going to Trump's going away speech, he takes a date. He takes Donald Brazil as his date to the Biden inauguration. I lost total respect for him.
I want to speak for a minute about integrity. He was talking earlier about how we need to protect the integrity of the vote. That's right. We need to, at all costs, protect the integrity of the vote. Amen. And not only that, we got to give integrity and give it back to integrity of a woman having birth to a child, either male or female. Because if you don't protect either one of them, you don't have civilization, you don't have America, you don't have anything. So we have to force it and fight to the death if we have to protect the integrity of the vote and the integrity of a woman giving birth to a newborn child, which is the best miracle, the number one miracle that God gave to mankind, the ability to reproduce. Now, you people better wake up, amen, and I'm holding on for more questions.
Amen. Hey, Jay, so how you like living in – I'm seriously thinking about relocating to the North Shore, Slidell, Pearl River area. I lost my house in Ida, and that's where I was staying at when I had hotel vouchers from FEMA, and people were so nice.
It's a good place. It's quite crowded since I came over here in 1984, and then I had a four-year hiatus, and I came back, and a lot of people are coming over here, and they're becoming here in St. Tammany Parish a lot more politically astute, as it is with you got the coroner, the ex-coroner, the ex-DA, and the ex-sheriff.
I heard ex-sheriff.
A couple of them are still doing.
I heard Jack Strain, the ex-sheriff, was a pervert.
You could say that. That may be common terms. He's serving time now, and I guess he didn't figure out that there's a statute. There's no statute of limitations when it comes to some perversion crimes. But you know what I find fault besides Jack Strain? And look, you do the crime, you do the time, and I got no sympathy for him, and I hope he rots in jail for the rest of his life.
Cause he deserves to rot.
Yeah, well, I don't. I mean, he's going to rot in jail, and he'll be there for the rest of his life. But what I am still trying to figure out, and you hear this crowd, you know, Jack Strain lived in Abita Springs, and that's a little community, and they don't want growth, and it's very close-knit.
I heard.
And they also covered up and made excuses for their boy, Jack Strain, back in the 90s when he was first running for a sheriff. And the silence was deafening. The crickets were so loud.
Somebody told me Jack Strain used to pull over young girls, and in lieu of a ticket, he would ask for sexual favors. Is that true?
I really can't say. I don't know that, but I know he had an affinity for young boys.
Are you serious?
That was one of his. A couple of his people that came clean came forward, and that's why.
Oh my God!
That's one of the primary reasons why he's in a penitentiary up in North Louisiana.
He's not going to be in Angola?
No, he managed to get out of Angola.
He would have gotten his justice there.
In your average jail, if you kill a cop, you run to jail. Okay, if you're a pervert or, you know, especially with children, young boys.
You're the target.
You're not. You'll be lucky to be around for a few years.
Okay.
You are a target 24/7, 365.
Okay, Jay.
In a women's jail, if you kill a cop, and if the woman kills her ex-husband or her husband or a boyfriend that raped her or abused her, if that woman goes to jail for the rest of her life and kills
that jerk punk, she runs to jail.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. She'll have a life of Riley in prison if there's such a thing.
Let me. I hate to cut you off, Jay, but I got another call coming in.
No problem.
Call back next week, Jay. Thanks for your call. Okay, we're going to go to Paul from the West Bank. Good evening, Paul. Paul.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul, wake up.
Paul.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Paul. Good evening, Paul.
How you doing? Hey, man, how y'all doing? Good show. I'm not going to be long-winded like that last call and the one before him, okay? I'm going to be short and sweet in what I'm going to say. I had damage at my house, too. I had to get an attorney, and I'm still waiting for State Farm to ante up with me.
Okay,
that's a darn shame. Hello?
I'll send you a text with my attorney, Paul.
No, I have an attorney already.
Oh, you do? Good.
Yeah.
Sued him for mental anguish, too.
I did. Well, when we lost states' rights, we lost control in this country. And that happened in the year of 1861, which was the Civil War. And the war was really fought for states' rights. And after the Union won, well, we all know what happened, you know what I'm saying? The South lost a lot of its states' rights. And so we've been losing it ever since. And this regime we got up there right now, I've never seen nothing like it in my lifetime, where states have rights, but they don't have rights with this regime. Because every time the state tries to ratify things and they're correct about it, they get shut down. And that's got to stop. If we're going to have a country, we need a state congressional convention in this country. Because the states have to get off their rumps and start doing something about what's going on. Because they could save this country if they want to.
Okay. We're nearing the end of the show.
All right. Thank
everybody
you.
Tell Michelle hello. Tell her. Send her some love. Tell her we're going to support her.
Hey, Michelle, we're going to support you. And let's have a pro-life patriot festival at the Harry Lee statue on Veterans Highway and Causeway Boulevard. Amen.
All right. Until next week, my fellow God-loving patriots, same time, same bat channel. Wake up, America!
Turn a negative into a positive for your children? Purchase the positive and patriotic book, Juju the Good Voodoo and One Flag, One America, both written, illustrated, and published locally by our own fellow WGSO colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Hurstis. Juju the Good Voodoo is about turning negatives into positives, and One Flag, One America is the true story of the American flag, and it also teaches children patriotism. Go to jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com and purchase your books today. Also available, Juju the Good Voodoo Dolls and Little Star Dolls. That's jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com. Authored by our own colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Hurstis. Contact her via email, hurstified@yahoo.com.
Have damaged by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.